Okay, good evening. Tonight, being Erev Yom Kippur, Mamish, that's the question. Josh made the announcement before if you want to get started on the mitzvah of eating. That's a machlokas, whether the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur flies already tonight or not. Okay, it's a different shiur. But what I want to speak about tonight relates to the mitzvah of Vidui, which is obviously a prominent part of the whole Yom Kippur liturgy, if you will, the whole Yom Kippur davening. We say the alphabetical Hashamnu Bagadnu goes on, etc., that we've been saying for the last couple of weeks during Slichas, and then we have the long expanded Al-Chait, double across, 44 Al-Chait, and then the Al-Chatoim. So that's the long Vidui that we say on Yom Kippur. But as you know, we also say Vidui already today, even tomorrow, right, Friday afternoon, on Erev Yom Kippur. So I'd like to discuss those two different types of vidur, two different vidur, the same text, but we'll see a few differences. Yeah.
What about what we say three times every day?
Right, the different thing, also vidur, right? But I'm talking about the longer text. Okay. So our point of departure is the Gemara in Yuma, the first source on the sheets. Daf Pei Zion Amud Beis. The Gemara says Tara Bonan. Mitzvahs vidui erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. An interesting comment. The Gemara says that the mitzvah vidui begins on erev Yom Kippur at nightfall, or with nightfall. Rashi explains it from the second source. Rashi vidui masl im chashecha writes la'achar achila, after you've had your last meal, the Sura Masekes, mishakibol olav Yom Kippurim, once you've accepted Yom Kippur. And the reference probably is to the fact that an earlier Gemara says, we'll get to Tzilzaka later. The reference probably is to an earlier Gemara that it's our practice, the mitzvah and midoraisa, to actually start Yom Kippur early before nightfall. In other words, Tosefes Yom Kippur, and this is the add on to Yom Kippur. We don't wait till it's dark to begin Yom Kippur, we start early. Why? Because the Torah in Parshas Emor says that the fast of Yom Kippur begins b'sisha l'chodesh b'erev, in the ninth day of the month of Tishrei, the ninth day of the month in the evening. What do you mean the ninth in the evening? It's the tenth. By loka, once it's evening, it's already the tenth. Why does the Torah call it the ninth? So the Gemara explains, the Gemara has two answers. One answer is everyone's doing right now. There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur on the ninth. So whoever eats on the ninth, it's like you fast on both days, Erev and Erev. But the Gemara has another drasha. It's unusual, you're passing like both. The other drasha is that you're supposed to begin Yom Kippur early, Tosefes Yom Kippur. Many people observe that every Shabbos. We add on to Shabbos. That's a machlokas, whether that's required. Is that Daraisa? Is that Rabbanan? Is that nothing? But Erev Yom Kippur, everybody agrees, because that's how the Gemara understands the Pasuk. So Rashi says, Im Chashech means after you ate, Mishakibel Adam HaKippurim, so that's when the Mitzvah Vidui begins. However, continues the Gemara, back to Gemara now, first, so it's Tara Bonan again from the beginning, Mitzvah Vidui Erev Yom Kippur Im Chashech, Aval Amr Chachamim, Yisvada Kodem Shirochav Yishtab, the Chachamim instituted that a person should say Vidui before eating and drinking, before that last meal, before the Surah Mafsekes. And that's what that's what we always have early mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. In other words, all the other Yom Tovim, even Rosh Hashanah, and certainly Shabbos, you usually come to shul, you daven mincha and ma'ariv right away. Oh, yeah, sometimes the rabbi gives a shiur in between, but basically, you come and you have mincha and ma'ariv. Right, but Yom Kippur, we don't come and daven mincha and ma'ariv. Mincha, we daven earlier. 3 o'clock, whatever, I think here they have a minyan every half hour, starting around whatever the zman is. Right? There's mincha in the early part of the afternoon. Why is that? We don't have that. Many people, you could daven mincha early any Friday, any Erev Yom Tov, but a Yom Kippur, we only have mincha early. Why, that's this Gemara. The Gemara says that you have to say vidui before eating and drinking, before your last suda sumaf sekas. Why? Shema titaref daito besuda. In case something happens during the meal, Rashi explains, Shemati Tarav died to the second source, Machmas Shichrus. You get drunk, you'll eat too much, you won't feel well, something will happen, and you won't be able to go to shul later and say vidu. It's an unusual chashash. But that's what it says, Shemati Tarav died to Rashi says, Machmas Shichrus. The Meiri explains the third source, the Meiri there in Yuma, that pays on the base, says, Mitzvahs vidu, Erev Kippurim Chashecha, Techef Lekabos Kedusha Sayom. The basic mitzvah begins right after you're Mekabal Kedusha Sayom, right? But then it says, Mikom Makom, Chachamim Tiknu, Shizvadu Kodam Achila, Shema Yeroel Shichus Odvar Kalkola Besuda. Something gets messed up in the meal, the lo Yizvadu Karoi. You won't be able to do the proper vidu. You'll have indigestion, you'll have heartburn, whatever. Something will happen because of what you ate, and you'll get messed up, you'll be able to say the proper vidui later. But then the Gemara says, V'afal pi, she'izvada kodem shochal v'shasa, but even though you did the vidui before, mincha, before you ate and drank, misvada l'achar she'ochal, you have to say vidui again. One could think, what do you mean, I said vidui, I'm done. No, you have to do it again. Why shema yir dvar kol besuda? Maybe it's Erev Kippur. Maybe you weren't careful with the brachas at the Suda, or you talked Lashon Hara at the Suda, whatever happened. You try Erev Kippur to behave properly, but sometimes you had a meal and things get out of hand. So you may have made an Avera at the Suda. And then that Rashi explains, Varkakol Shochet. Then the Gemara goes on, Ralph Avisha Zvada Arvis, and even though we say Vida in Meirev, Yizvada Shachris. We do Vida again in Shachris. Shachris, Yizvada Musav. Musav, Yizvada Bemincha. Bemincha, Yizvada Benila. We do it all day. We say Vida all day long. Who knows? Maybe in the meanwhile, we did another Avera, right? We keep saying Vida all day. And then the Gemara concludes, Hechan Omer, at what point do you say Vida? Yochid Achar Tviloso, private in the The individual, the Yochid, says it at the end of his Shema Esrei, right after the last bracha, at the end of the Shema Esrei, Ushliach Tzibur Omer Be'emtsa. But the Chazan says in the middle of the Chazar Sashat. That is the Gemara. The Ram, what's that? Of all the tefillos, with the exception of Meirev, because there is no Chazar Sashat, but let's say in Shachris, we say it in the middle bracha. Oh, we'll get to that. But I'm talking about Yom Kippur itself. On Yom Kippur itself. In Meirev, there is no Chazar Sashat, but we say it anyway. We say Bidi after Slichas. But in Shachris, Musaf, nobody, Meirev, everyone says Slichas. But Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Nila, we say it in the Chazar Sashat, before the Brach of Kedush Sayyom, before the end of the Brach, in the middle of the Brach of Kedush Sayyom. The Rambam Paskin in the fourth source, Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva Lachavav, Rambam first says, Afo Pisha Tshuva Tzaka Yofel Olam, even though Tshuva and davening, that's all the time. That's not limited to Yom Kippur. I said something, Tshuva, we spoke a few weeks ago. It's not limited to this time of year. The mitzvah of Tshuva applies any time, right? However, Basara Yomisha Ben Hashem HaKippurim, He Yofel Biyosu Miskabela Simiyad. It's somehow there's some special quality to the 10 days. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we call it Seresim Echua, that the Tefillah is accepted right away, and so on, Shenemar, Dir Shashem Imotso, and then he distinguishes between the Tzibur and the Yochid, that's a very nice halacha vav, but then he adds something else to Zayin. Yom HaKippurim, Huzman Tshuva Lakol, LaYochid LaRabim, who Kates Mechilo Slichel Yisrael, it's the end of our Averis, it's the Mechilo Slichel of all Kla Yisrael, and here's an important line, Lefichach Chayovim HaKol Lasos Tshuva Ulizvados B'Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam says there is a special chiyuv, even though the tshuva is, like he said, the halacha above all year long, but and it's better during Aseres Yemei tshuva. But now Halacha Zayin says something else. He's saying there is a special mitzvah, a unique mitzvah to do tshuva, which the Rambam equates with vida. Vida is part of the tshuva process. It's one mitzvah, one package. Vida is part of tshuva. So the Rambam says, Chayavim hakol lasos tshuva zvadas Yom Kippurim. So the Rambam tells us this is a special din in Yom Kippur, aside from whatever other tshuva all year long, vidu all year long, but there's and more propitious, quote unquote, in Aseres Yemei tshuva, but on Yom Kippur there's a special chiyuv. That's what it looks like. Simple reading of the Rambam. Again, I read the words. Leficha chayav makol lasos tshuva l'zadach Yom Kippurim. Then he says, Umitzas vidu Yom Kippurim, sheyaschil me'erev hayom kodem sheyocha. The mitzvah vidu Yom Kippur should start at erev Yom Kippur, kodem sheyocha, before that last meal, the Sudam Afsekas. Shema Yichonek B'Su'udah Kodem Shizvadi. It's a different thing. What happens? You'll say tshuva, you say at the meal, you swallow a chicken bone, you choke, and either maybe dies or whatever, or has to go to the hospital, whatever. Something happened at the meal. Okay? Then he says, V'afal Pi Shizvada Kodem Shiocho, Chos Mizvada B'Lele Yom Kippurim Arvis, V'Chos Mizvada B'Shachas, V'Musa, V'Mincha, V'Nila, and V'Hechon Mizvada Yochad Achatz, V'Nosso Shiach Tzivah B'Emsim, V'Nosso B'Brocha Revis, like we said in the Gemara before. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam, it's interesting, has a different reason than the Gemara. The Gemara says he'll get drunk, he'll get heartburn or something like that. The Rambam says he might die. Now that leads to a very interesting question. First of all, the Lechem Mishnah is bothered a little bit by the Rambam not quoting the reason of the Gemara. So Lechem Mishnah in Source 5 and Aram Perek Beis of Shuvah L'Hazayin writes, he quotes the Gemara, he says, Tanarabai, but he quotes the Gemara as we have it. He says, Rabbeinu Goris ki girsa rif, ufar shem yichonik b'sudav. See, Rif had a different girsa. Okay, so there was he had a different version of the Gemara that did say something like shem yichonik. So he's just, the Lechem Mishnah telling Rambam didn't make it up, it's based on a different girsa in the Gemara. Okay. But this leads to a very interesting question, which actually, in the Sefer Hari Kedem, which is a collection of the Rav Shurim, some of the Rav Shurim on the Moadim, this is in Chelek Aleph. A new Chelek just came out. They had Aleph and Beis, and this Chelek Gimel just came out on Shabbos. But anyway, this is in Chelek Aleph, so he has a, in Sin Menuah, they came out with a second version, an updated version of Chelek Aleph, so this is the old version, which I brought with me. But anyway, so in Sin Menuah, in the original edition, The Rav raised an interesting question, which I want to go into great detail, but it's an interesting question. He says, if the person dies, that means he never makes it to Yom Kippur. So where's the kapar? He's going to say, Vidin Erev Kippur. The Rambam says, but he might die during the Sudam of Sekas, he'll choke to death, God forbid. So then, if that'll happen, it turns out he won't have been in the world on Yom Kippur. So the whole, what does it gain him? I mean, you know, whatever Yom Kippur brings, he didn't survive till Yom Kippur. So, well, what's the idea? That's what the Rav said. So the answer, maybe, what? He did Vida. Okay, that's good by itself. We say a Vida any time a person, okay, he did like the Vida, a person on his deathbed in the middle of the summer. So, Shivra, what type of Avera was also, humor, the rush. So, that's the interesting question that the Rav asked, and other Dutch was this also. So a possible answer is that it's not true that there's no kapara, even if you didn't make it to Yom Kippur. Why? The Gemara is an interesting expression in Maseches Erchen, Daf Yud Amid Beis. Look at source number 6. Okay. Oh, well, not Mesim B'chav, but that's true. But the Mesim need kapara also. How? What's that all about? So there's a Gemara in Erchen, Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara, it's a sugya there, is discussing the days of the year on which we say Hallel. And we say hello on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, and on Hanukkah, we say hello. And then the Gemara discusses why we don't say hello on certain other days of the year. Why don't we say hello on Purim? And the Gemara also says, why don't we say hello on Shabbos? Why don't we say hello on Rosh Chodesh? We say what's called Chatzi hello. We're talking about the full hello with the bracha. So why don't we say hello? The Gemara asks on Rosh Yom Kippur. That's Yom Tov. I mean, why don't we say hello? Not a bad question. So the Gemara asks in the source number 6, Erchin Yudav Beis, Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, the Ikur Moed, they're called holidays. They are, we say good Yom Tov, the Yom Tovim, the Ikdush Basias Melacha, and they're also Melacha, Yisra Melacha on Rosh Yom Kippur. So Lema, we should say hello. That's the Gemara's kasha. Right, so we don't, obviously, why not? Mishum de Bavo. Right, Damar Bavo, Omru Malacha, Shoros, Ivna Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bavo says, illustration, he says, actually the Malacha Sharis had that complaint. They turned our Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Ribono Shel Olam. Mifnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shiro Fanecha Baruch Hashem Erev Kippurim. Why talk about the Jewish people saying hello on Rosh Hashanah Kippur? What's going on? It's Yom Tov. Omar Lahan, Efshu, does it make any sense? Melech Yoshem Al Kisei Adin. The king is sitting on the throne of judgment. V'sifrei Chayim, V'sifrei Mason, P'suchim Lefonim. Yisrael Omrim Shiro Lefonai. Your life is hanging in the balance. You're going to start singing, it's incongruous. That's what the Gemara assumes at that point. There's a lot of lumdas in that Gemara, it's not for now, which I spoke about in the shul the first night of Rosh Hashanah, but that's the Gemara. Now, the usual way of learning that last line in the Gemara, Melech Yoshua Kisadim, the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Sukhan Lefanov, we've all heard that expression, we usually assume that means the book as to who's going to be written in the book of life and the book of death, right? That Kodesh Baruch Hu is deciding who's going to be inscribed in the book of life and who Rachman is going to be inscribed in the book of death. But if you look at the words, Kev doesn't say Sifrei Chaim, Sefer Chaim and Sefer Moves. It says Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason, which could be read to mean the book of those who are alive and the book of those who are already dead. They're both open in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So therefore one can be medayik that the dead, the deceased, are also judged on Rosh Yom Kippur. How do you like that? In fact, take a look in the next source. The Shulchan Aruch, right? What?
In the Matzah, I think.
Yeah, there could be, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Nerachayim Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph Siv Vav, the Mechaber quotes a minig that we have, Nagu Lidor Tzedakos B'Yom Kippur Bar HaMesim. We have a minig that's Yizkir, right? We give tzedakah, we mention the deceased, the departed, right? In fact, that's the original Yizkir. The fact that we also say Yizkir on Shmini Atzeres and on Achron Shel Pesach on Sekhmet Shavuos is a later custom. The original minig of Yizkir was on Yom Kippur. So it says that that's the Mechaber quotes it. Look what it says in the one of the parentheses. Umazkir Nishmosem, we bring up, we recall their departed souls. The Hamesim Gam Ken Yesam Kapar B'Yom Kippurim. Says the Mefurish. The Mesim also have Kapar Yom Kippur from the Mordechai. That's what the Ramon quotes. Where does such an idea come from? It's a fascinating idea. So the truth of the matter is, the Rav wants to explain this also. Yom Kippur is a day for Yom Kippur is a day for Kapara for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael includes everybody who ever was and is part of Klal Yisrael. So the fact that a person is no longer alive now doesn't mean that he's no longer part of Klal Yisrael. Well, the thing is, he's not here now. He's somewhere else, but the person exists. The person's still in Klal Yisrael. So it's interesting. We see such a concept at the end of Parsha Shoftim, source number 8, Dvarim Perakav Aleph Pasuk Ches. That's by the Parsha of the Egla Arufa. The Egla Arufa is when they found a dead corpse lying out in the meadow someplace, and they have to figure out which town is the closest, and the Bezin of that town has to come to the whole ceremony. So one of the things they say, in source number 8, again, Dvarim Perakav Aleph Pasuk Ches, Kaper La'amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa Hashem, Altite Adam Naki Bekar V'amcha Yisrael Kaper La'amcha, Kaper La'amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa. Kapar Amcha means atone for your Jewish people whom you redeemed. What do you mean the people whom you redeemed? You redeemed from Mitzrayim? They're gone 3,000 years already. What do we find in Egel Arufa today? We have to do the Egel Arufa ceremony today. Well, we bring up Kapar Amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa. I wasn't redeemed recently. So were you? I mean, how do we say Kapar Amcha Yisrael Padisa? So it seems that Beis Yosef quotes in Source number 9, and that's Siman, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Top Reish Chaf Aleph. So it's not Kassar Mordechai. Mashahur Gelu Lidor Tzedok of Yom Kippurim Avur HaMesim. That minig, that the common minig to make a pledge to Tzedok during Yizkor Avur HaMesim. Yeshua Havi Raim is Sifrei Shoftim Piska Reishud. He quotes a Sifrei on that Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. The Tanya of Parsha's Egel Arufa. Kapar Lamcha Yisrael Elo Achayim. Asher Podiso Elo HaMesim. Kapar Lamcha Yisrael, that's the Jewish people now. Lamcha Yisrael Asher Podiso, even in the previous. Now, why did the previous generation need Kapar Ve'Egel Arufa? So somehow there is a concept of Kapar being on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Let's be honest. The Bezdin, they're not the ones who killed this guy who died, right? It's a Kapar on behalf of the Tzibur. A person is always part of the Jewish people, is always part of the Tzibur, whether he's here or not. So that's what it says. And that Beis Yosef, Milamed Sha Mason, Tzvichim Kapar, we see from there. That the Mason need Kapar. And in fact, the Ramo adds in the next page in the Darkei Moshe, there in Siman Tov Reish Chaf Aleph, the Ramo adds quoting the Tshuva of the Marivayel, Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, because of Marivayel, and the Atar Zekanim in the Shulchan also quotes this, the Lechach Nikra Yom HaKippurim, the Lashon Rabim. That's what we call it for short, Yom Kippur. But if you look in the davening, it's never called Yom Kippur. It's always, Batitan on this, Yom HaKippurim Azeh, Mekadish Yisrael Yom HaKippurim. Right, there's always Yom HaKippurim in the plural. The correct definition in English of that is Day of Atonements in the plural, not Day of Atonement. Kippurim in the plural. What kind of, why is it Kippurim? How many atonements are there? Says, okay, but the Ramor here writes, the Chaim and the Mason. That's the very nickname of the Torah's name. I mean, the name of the comes from the Pesach of the Torah, Yom Kippurim, who? The Chaper Elachem, right? It's called Yom Kippurim in the Torah. Why in the plural? Says the Ramor. No less a personage than the Ramor, the Chaim and the Mason. So in Mela, that would answer the Rav's question that we asked her before. What good is it going to do the guy? What good is it going to do the guy to do vidu before the suda? If he might choke, God forbid, and die at the suda. What's it going to help? He won't reach Yom Kippur. Yeah, it will help because he's part of Yom Kippur anyways, whether he's there or not. Okay, but getting back to our issue.
Yeah, you do something in the name of a mace, like you get stuck. Is it as if like they get excited?
In a certain sense, right? We had that same concept, right? Especially with a child, brokar the rule. But even yeah, they get the certain. The whole idea of saying Kaddish is. You know, is for the benefit. So there is a concept of the Mason
that
getting
that
part.
Like you could say, I'm doing this.
That's a good question. Way through the line. I would say, does it work for any of it? Let's say, we usually associate it with something that's been done more in a public sense. Yeah. That unusual medrash, which is the mukkah for Kaddish, not exactly a medrash, the source is somewhat nebulous, not for Tony Shia, but the Bekiva found a fellow whose soul was soul that was being tortured and so on, but he found he had one son living in some a boondocks. No, he says he found him, I think. I think the Ben Abachai quotes a talk on that pasuk by Egel Arufa. And there are, but others quoted greater length. No, others quoted in greater length. But he found some fellow and he taught him to lead the tzibur, to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So it sounds like maybe it's something in the public sense. But I don't know, it's a good question. Anyway.
Of the mace.
I think so, that's what it looks like, yeah.
For years later.
Seems to be. Seems in some sense. However, we understand it, but in some sense. Now, we're getting back to.
Responsible to some extent.
That's a different, yeah, right. Right, in some way.
Why not get stubborn?
Okay, also, because it's part of the harmonic is to get stuck. I mean, you're right. You want to say you can learn? Right, that's what they say. You're right. He's asking, does it work by all mitzvahs? I guess, maybe it does. But it's stuck again. It's usually for others. It's public. It's the minig is always to get stuck about a mason. But the idea of kaddish also. The idea of kaddish is also. It's not just kaddish. You can do other things. They say that once mentioned that Savov of Naftali Amsterdam was one of the talmidim of the Bishol Salanter. He told his children, But he left his tzavu before he died. He said, any day you don't learn a blot gemara, don't say kaddish me that day. He felt it was more important that they should learn in his honor, in his memory, so to speak. And okay, he was less impressed with the kaddish. He was learning. Different people. Different. I also always like to tell the story of Zol Salanter. They print in one of the biographies that in many communities, not today in many communities, but at one time it was more popular, that only one person in the shul said Kaddish at a time. Today you come to shul, maybe 30 people. Boys, they still do like that, but some citizens still do like that. But Zonish had that preference, I followed that myself. But there are different traditions about it. But the question is who gets which Kaddish? And boys, they give it out. You know, you'll get the one before Baruch. So there's a list, there's a rule of who gets preference. So the truth of the matter is the first preference is someone saying Kaddish after a parent. So Sol Salanter apparently had yahrzeit for his father or his mother, and there was another fellow in the shul who never had lost a young daughter who came to say Kaddish. So Sol Salanter told the fellow he should say Kaddish. So he afterwards told me to ask him, but according to the rules, you have Kadima, you have the preference, not him. So he said, yeah, but I know that this guy would be very, very devastated. He came to shul, never lost a child. He came to shul, wanted to say Kaddish. He'd be devastated he couldn't say Kaddish. So this chus that I made another Jew feel better, that's as big as my saying Kaddish. My father in heaven will be proud of me too. I made another Jew, I did a chesed for those Jews. It's also a good, some five other mitzvahs too, it looks like. And getting back to our topic, so that this is a side point really about the Kapar of the Mason, something just to know about of Yom HaKippurim. But it's very interesting, the Ramban, and the Chiddush Ramban, printed in source 11, Iran, on the Rif quotes this Ramban, if you have it in the Gemara, but I'm quoting it from the Ramban, the original source. The Chiddush Ramban in Yomadav Peis Amud Beis is a fascinating thing. He has a little of a different take. He says, "Hold the Tana Rabbanan mitzvahs vidu erev kimur chashechel, avol amr chamis vada kodesh yochav yishter Hashem itar v'daita v'suda," and so on. That Gemara on the second line, he says, "Nire lefi diktu kaloshon azeh she'ein havidu shmisvada lachar achila betfilas arvus." Till now, we thought that the mitzvah, the way Rashi learns it, the way the Miri seem to learn it, that when the Gemara says the real mitzvah of vidu begins when. After your Mekabel Yom Kippur, right, Meiriv, but the Chacham said what? You should also do it before the meal for whatever the reasons we mentioned, right? The Rambam, the Shemi Chonek, other reasons. But wait a minute. The Ramban says, appears to me that the Vidui after Achila is not Tfilas Arvis. Why? Because it doesn't say, even though you did vidui before the meal, you still got to do it at Meiriv. The way it says the rest of the sugya. If you did it at Arvis, you got to do it by Shachas. And even though you did it by Shachas, you got to do it. How could it even mention Arvis? Okay? And he says, furthermore, he says, once you dive in Meiriv, of course you have to say vidui. Some kippur already. You're davening Meiriv, it's already on Kippur, so why do you have to say? You have to say Vidur. Like we say, it's in the davening. What's the Chiddush? Oh, it's Erev, Yom Kippur, Im Chashecha. Well, what do you mean? Of course you have to say it. What's that?
What's
that? On the Meiriv. Oh, so what's that? Too. Anyway, so that's the Kasher Ramban is. Well, what do you mean? He says, of course you have to. Would anybody think that if you said Vidui at Mincha, now you don't say Vidui on Yom Kippur? What's the problem? Of course you have to say Vidui on Yom Kippur. No, how do you mean not to? So that's what the Ramban says. I don't think that's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says that the Chacham said you should say Vidui before, that doesn't mean the original statement was at Meiriv. No, that Avada you have to say at Meiriv. Rather, he says, I'll read his lesson. Ma'at v'chisala batcha shalai yisadim v'kippur v'atzma. Would anybody ever have a mina? You don't have to say vidu and Yom Kippur itself. Okay? A vidu at Meiriv is not because something may have happened in the meal. Right? We said, you better do it again in case you committed avera during the week's spoke lashon hara, or you forgot to say brochas. What do you mean? And if you didn't, you would? I mean, of course, it's Yom Kippur now. That's not why you're saying it at Meiriv. At Meiriv we're saying because it's part of Yom Kippur davening. What's going on? So the Ramban says, I'm skipping the word a little bit, but the Ramban says he thinks something else. He thinks it means that before Meiriv, you have to say it again. In other words, you say it before the meal, and then after the meal, let's say by Kol Nidre time or something, before Meiriv, after that, he thinks what the Gemara means. On Yom Kippur, Amad and Amad, you have to say it. But before, you have to do it a second time. That's the other Ramban. Because there, that's what I'm afraid you might get mixed up. You get heartburn, you get thrown off by the meal or something like that. He thinks that there is another a sort of an extra vidu, if you will. That's a lot of vidu. There's a vidu before Shemana, before the meal, and a vidu sometime after the meal. Sometime between the end of your meal and Kol Nidre, you have to say vidu. Or, I don't know, not Kol Nidre, you have to call it, but Baruch.
Like hanging
or something? Some, yeah. So it's interesting. The Torah doesn't bring this down. The Torah in Aruch Chaim Shem Tov Reish Zayin, source 12, says v'tzarach lizvados b'mincha kodem simav sekes k'detanya, it's a quote to the Gemara. Okay, I never mentioned anything about after mincha. It was before mincha and then on Yom Kippur. Haven Beis Yosef quotes from the Ran and the name of the Ramban. He quotes his whole Taina, and it's a pretty good Taina, but at the very end, again, we'll save some time, but not reading the whole thing inside. You look at the end of 13, v'olam lo nagu k'divrei Haraban. The minig is not like Ramban, okay? Because you know, most of us don't do it, right? There's no another vidui at that point. So the minig is the Beis Yosef already quotes the minig is not like Ramban. Hagam that it makes a certain amount of sense what he says, but anyway, he quotes the Ramban. So I printed it. You don't have to see the whole thing; just to look at the last line. Va'olam lo nagu k'divrei Ramban. Nonetheless, and therefore that's the Beis Yosef. That's the Beis Yosef Karo. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring that shita. The Shulchan Aruch in Tov Reish Zayin Sif Aleph, Tzarach Lizvadas B'Mincha Kodesh Umrav Sekes, and V'Yachad Omer Ramoyez Achash Shagamat Zgulasu V'Shatzom B'Yom Kippur Tocha. So that's it. So not the Tour. The Tour doesn't bring this Ramban. The Beis Yosef brings it, but says the Minig is not that way. The Mechaber doesn't bring it. The Ramo doesn't add it in. It sounds like, you know, nobody is choshesh for this Ramban. Shita Tchuyah. Right. However, the Magen Avraham. Well, not wrong. So it's 15. So it's 12 verse 9 to quote in Zion. Has, yeah. He says, Kos of Shalah, he quotes in the Shalah Kaddush, Roy lehachmer lizvados acher ha'chila kodem chashecha like the Ramban. Well, I mean, machmer is not a bad chumra. After you eat, you want to say an extra vidu, even though the meaning of the world is not there, but the Shalah, well, not wrong, quotes the Shalah, that there is such a, it's not a bad idea. All right, there is such an idea. Again, Kosov Shalom Roy Lahachmer Lizvados Achar Achila Kodem Chashecha Haramban, based on that Ramban. Interesting is, comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Aleph of Siman Tov Reish Zayin, Kodem Surah Masekes, okay, so he quotes the regular din, Sheshemi Aral Odvar Kalkala Besuda, Sheikhonek, Koshar Tadaito, he quotes the Ramban, you know, whichever version you like, you'll choke, you'll get mixed up, you'll get, something will happen, whatever it'll be. The Yesh poskim shesovrin shetzorach lizvados gam achar achila kodem chashecha. There are some poskim, name of the Rabban, who say you should have another vidui. The roy lahachmir kedeyazu. The Mishabur says a good chumra. The chay no gubizmanenu shomrim oz tefila zaka. That's what tefila zaka, because in tefila zaka, it's not the same video as shamnu bagadnu, but there is a lot of vidui type material in tefila zaka. Tefila zaka was composed by the chay adam, who was a prominent posek in Vilna in the 1800s, early 1800s. He was a mechutin to the Vilna Gaon. Right? The Chai Adam was a very important Ashkenazic posek. And the Chai Adam was all composed, the text of the Chai of Tzvi Zaka is printed in the regular edition of the Chai Adam, and with all our machzor. That says in the Shabur, that's what Tzvi Zaka comes from. By saying Tzvi Zaka, where Yosef says, it turns out we do that. Now, many people, I don't know, sometimes you come too late to shul. But if you come on time, you try and get on time, I know, you know, unfortunately, we live in a pressured society, so whatever time is Kol Nidre, people are coming in a minute before, or a minute after, whatever, you know, so, and I know, I know my personal pay, though, I always try to come to shul half an hour before Kol Nidre, whatever time Kol Nidre is called for. Yeah, usually I make it, if I try for half an hour, I make it 20 minutes. So they can say Tfilah Zaka, a little Menachas Ruach. It's interesting, and I know they point this out in the Art Scroll Machzer, the Mishnah Berurah. He switched the order of a few things in Tefillah Zakah because he felt that, you know, there's not enough time to say the whole Tefillah Zakah, at least say this part. He tells you which part to say. And then,
the part that he says, yeah, always bothered, yeah, me. You compare that to Meir of Nachmai.
They're similar.
They're similar. Yeah. But in the Chafetz Chaim's...
Well, the whole thing's in the Chayim. We just put the order different.
No, but yeah, there's some kind of parentheses there. Except if I have a din Torah and
take him
to
prison. Right.
That is a subtle difference between what you're saying.
I have to look. You're right. That's the difference. You're not mochel, someone you can take to the mom, and you can be tovel with him. Anyway.
You don't have to be mochel. If you feel
that
you're going to go.
Right, that's the difference. Yeah, I don't know, let's go to her. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know who put that in. But whatever, maybe. The point, I want to go into the whole Tefillah Zakah, but that's what Tefillah Zakah is about. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So Taka, we're Mekayim, that Ramban. I will mention to you that Rav Soloveitchik had the minig, and he did it in his shul. Was at the end of Tefillah Zak. I'm not sure if it was right, maybe just before Kol Nidre. I have to look it up in Nefesh HaRav, one of the Swarm, I think about it, look it up. But he actually had the whole shul get up and attack the Seder Shamnu. They said the whole Hashamnu, right? The whole shul said it. If you mekayim this Ramban, which is Shalom, among Avram, and then Shavur, even besides Tefillah Zak. I don't know too many shuls to do that, but apparently in Boston that was that's the meaning of his shul. Where does this concept come from? What's the idea of having to do it again? The Ramban learns from the Gemara, okay, the Ramban learns the sugya that way. And he has it's a very glatt way of learning the sugya, because again, he's bothered by the fact, why would the Gemara say you have to do it, you know, because something happened in the meal? You have to do it because it's Yom Kippur already. Right? I mean, that's all Ramban's taina. I'm going to say it again. The Gemara says, if we look back at the first source, the Gemara says, even though you said vida before eating and drinking, you have to say vida again after eating and drinking. So Ramban's time is, well, no kidding, it's Yom Kippur. I mean, it's Ma'ariv.
Yeah, maybe
right? So that's, he said, no, it means before Ma'ariv. That's his London. So that's exactly Ramban's mockery. Because otherwise, why do I have to say it? Now, what that may hint at, which is now setting the table, what I want to get to, is that maybe there's a difference between the two different vidas. Maybe the vida on Yom Kippur Gufa, once it's Meir, it's dark, it's Meir, it's part of the Kippur Davening, it's not the same vidui as, it's the same text, but it's a different purpose. So keep the thought in your mind, yeah.
Well, the Rambam said that, Afal Tisha Tshuva Yafel La'olam, specifically Asher Esme Tshuva and Yom Kippur, it's more ideal. So he groups Asher Esme Tshuva with Yom Kippur.
Right, except in the next house, good, except, so, but that sounds, to me, it sounds like you're just saying it's more propitious, more has greater efficacy then. But the next halacha,
they're therapeutically effective, even.
Okay, that could be given. That would say that you're saying that there's really no difference than before.
Exactly,
right, that's possible. But if you look back at that Rambam, now that you mentioned it, the Rambam also, but that's what when you quoted Zen halacha above, halacha Zayin, he says again, look back in Source 4 if you want to see it. Halacha Zayin, he says, Yom Kippur is one tshuva. He says, "L'ficha chayovim hakol laso suva lizvados bi Yom Kippurim." So he does single out Yom Kippur there as being slightly different. Okay, so that's
besides saying vidi, how can you do tshuva on Yom Kippur?
Well, that's what you're supposed to think about. So we'll see.
Yeah,
I want to try and come to that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it goes back. Right. So quite, you're right. He jumbles us a little bit, but we're going to see what I want to come to in a second based on our salvation. But anyway, David, so that's what you said before. Tefillah Zaka is according to us, the fulfillment of that Ramban that we say it early. That's what the Shabbat writes. Okay. Where does this all come from? So it's interesting. The Pasuk said, but it's not the standard text, but it has. It's a confession to Zaka. A lot of you say the Rav said the whole verse, but when you were out, the Rav actually had his whole shul get up and said Hashamnu at the end of Tefillah Zaka. Most of us don't do that. I don't think in why they do that either, but people try and say Tefillah Zaka, and it has a confession, just a different text. Okay, now, where does this come from? So it's interesting, the Pasuk says in Parshas Achrimos, which is of course the laning on Yom Kippur, but it's also a Pasuk that's quoted numerous times throughout the day on Yom Kippur, in Parak Tezayin of Vayikra Pasuk Lamed, Ki Vayom Azei Chaper Lechem, Latar Eschem Mikol Chatosem, Lifne Hashem Titaru. Okay, what does it mean, Lifne Hashem Titaru? So look what the Rebbe Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis Oz Yudalat 18. Umitzus asay min haTorah lehoyer other v'sruchol lachzor b'tshuva b'yom haKippurim. He says it even more explicitly than that Rambam that I showed you before. He says the mitzvahs asay to do tshuva, special mitzvahs asay, one of Tyre mitzvahs, a special mitzvah to do tshuva on Kippur Shenemar mikol chatosechem lifnei Hashem titaru. Okay, Al Kain is Yom Hakasher Tar Lifnei Hashem B'Tshuva Senu V'Chaper Avad B'Yom Azor Taru. So some will say, what does Lifnei Hashem Titar? What does Lifnei Hashem mean? Not only in the presence of Hashem, but before you begin the process, even before. That's the Makom of Ramban, maybe Lifnei Hashem, even before approaching Hashem, already Titar is already some kind of a vidui. And that's what's interesting is that the there's a sefer called Tosefes Yom Kippurim, Source 19. That's Rav Moshe Ibn Chaviv, who was an early Achron. He wrote a trilogy, three svarim on the three Yom Tov, on the Masechtas of the three Yom Tov of Tishrei. So the one on Rosh Hashanah, they put them all together in the yeshiva, they have them all in one volume, I think they call them Shemus Bard. Yom Tshuva is on Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Tos Yom Kippurim is on Yom Kippur, and Kapos Tvarim on Sukkot. He has it printed together, three svarim on the Masechtas are the three Tishrei Yomim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and Sukkah. So, Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, and Sukkah. So, here in Yuma, Peizan and Beis, the Tassos Yom Kippur, right? Tanur Abonim, Mitzvah Zidar, Kavim, Chashecha, Pirish, Rashi, La'achar, Achilim, and Shekilim, and Kippur, Adkan. The Adobar Borer, the Rashi, Bol, Afuki, Pirish, Ramban. Right, Rashi clearly disagrees with the Ramban. Okay, that's what Rashi stressed. No, it's after you were Mekabel to Yom Kippur. Okay, and the Ran cited it. And he quotes the Beis Yosef, he says, Olam Lonogu Karamban, Omnom, Pol Yerushalayim, he lives in Yerushalayim, Tibon Meramino. Nohagim Shekodev Shispalo Arbis Omram Kala Kol. He has a text, like the road. The Maravi Chaviv said in Yerushalayim, the meaning was before Meirev, the whole Tzibur got together and they said a certain text, Bikashu Chal Tzukasi, Sheyesh Bavidoi, Lassos, Latsi De Chazamah. That was before the Chadim of Tzvi Lazaka. Anyway, he was a Sardis. I don't know if the Sardim say Tzvi Lazaka, but they have some other texts. That's what he quotes. So there was such a meaning. Okay? And he says the Ramban's shita, he thinks, is a little bit difficult because your question, David, because it's hanging. He says, culturally, the parish Ramban, the parish Tzorch, she's vada, kodim gavim mekipurim, who vidu is she'el samach utvila. It's not attached to anything. It's hanging, like you said. It's hanging. Okay, David said, ve'echa ashvichon, she's vada belo utvila, alo kodim shokum, smukam utvila. It's always juxtaposed to davening. Okay, but anyway, that's not sure that was a practice in Yerushalayim. Now the Rosh asked a very interesting question, and Mrs. Zvetsky asked it before. The Rosh in Yuma, Perkhes Simon Chofrei. That's the Rosh on this sugya. Okay, this is the eighth parak of Yuma. So the Rosh, we'll read it inside. I want to read from the Korban Sanal second. He says, the Kodah Machila Maspil Tzitzah Minichol Mizvadim, and now look what the Rosh adds. Ve'ein Shliach Tzibur Machzer Es Havidoi. In Mincha, there is no vid in the Chazar Sashatz. Only in the Silent Shemon Esrei. By all the Tfilos Yom Kippur, again, Meirev, there is no Chazar Sashatz. But we do say it again. We have a sort of a Kain Chazar Sashatz, even at Meirev on Kol Nidrei night, right? But rest of the time, we repeat the Chazar Sashatz. The Rosh here says, but we do not have a Chazar Sashatz. In Mincha, there is no vid in the Chazar Sashatz. We have Chazar Sashatz in Mincha, but it's a regular weekday Shemon Esrei. Regular weekday Shemon Esrei. No nothing. No vid, right? Okay, now, I just want to read the Korban Nisanel is a parish on the Rosh, but it's not in the computer database. I don't have it on the sheet. I'm just going to find it. All right, we'll read a little further. But he says, but the Harav V'chos of Rav Yo, why not? Why Taka? It's a good question. Why don't we say it in the Chazor Sashat the Mincha? So, Chos of Rav Yo, Lefi She'ein Yochol Omer Bem Tzatvila Kamo B'Shar Tvilas. Sounds like he's saying, because nowhere to put it. Where are you going to put it? In the rest of the tefillahs, Anyam Kippur, Gufa, where do we put it? In the bracha of Kedusha Yom. Where are you going to put it in Mincha? Where are you going to stick it in Shmakalena? Where are you going to put it? There's no, that's what Rabbi Yosef seems to say, no place to put it. Furthermore, Vigam, Kilo Tikun Havida B'Mincha, L'Mishum Gzeira, Shem Ye'ara Ones. The whole Mincha is Vidui. It's not Yom Kippur yet. It's only Erev Kippur. Why are we saying Vidui? I think they're Yom Kippur. It says Minchas, not Minchas, not Yom Kippur. Yeah? Why are we saying Vidui? Oh, because maybe something. The whole thing is Gzeira Shema. They didn't go so far as to impose it in the Chazar Sashas as well. That's what he says. Mishum Gzeira Shema Yera Onus. V'chein Dasar, it's Geis, V'chein Ogim Ashkenaz. Okay? But Rav Hai Omer, Ein Minich, she's Vada, she's in Mincha. But he says, Avalim Rotzel Arvich, V'chas Amar Belisol, Gon Vidui, Ein Shomen Lo. He says you don't even let the chazan he wants, but uvetshuva acheres kasev yafei shivu shalom hashalom v'ideh from kippur shalom shalom yomar sheyitzibur v'chas slicha shalom shamano bebavel shamaskes sheyitzibur v'ideh b'tzivas minchas shalom kippur. Rav Haigon and two tshuvas reject this whole practice. Okay, l'dvarecha shatam tzvicha l'cha meishein atzibur b'kiyin. What about the fact? Wait a minute. Why do we have chazan shatas to begin with? What's the purpose? Forget about Yom Kippur. Why do we have Chazor Shashat to start with? Because people couldn't daven. No, so what about the people who couldn't daven Erev Kippur, couldn't say the Vidui? Shouldn't we say it in Chazor Shashat for the benefit of those folks? I mean, the original purpose of Chazor Shashat in general is for the benefit of the people not Bekimah, the no Sidurim, the no printing in those days, or people couldn't meet Hebrew, whatever they are, right? So whatever the reason, you normally have Chazor Shashat for the benefit of those who can't. So what about them here? So, huh? He says you have to help them out in private. Someone should help them with the vida, but you can't give them the Shemana. So says of Haigon. However, concludes.
I'm running home.
Yeah. The Karban Asano writes in Osra. The Karban Asano writes on the bottom in Osreish. I didn't understand the rush that way, but he says, or Igon was saying, that Rotzalom Shiyatzor Shatz Mitzvilas Avida, Kedila Hotzat Tzibur. Oh, sorry, no, that was the time of the other people. You should be for the Tzibur. He says, no. Tell the people to do it. And he says, what do you mean help them do it? How are they going to do it if they don't speak Hebrew? So he says, Lahazir akol alzeh shizvada kol echad b'kibim das b'loshen shumevin bo. So say it in English, say it in Babylonian, whatever. In other words, you're not going to... Rav Haigon's point, explains the Karban Asano Os Reish, is it's not part of the Chazer Sashat. There'll be someone in the shul who doesn't know how to say it. So the rabbi should now, everybody should now, who didn't say the no Hebrew, so say it in whatever language you speak. It doesn't have to be part of the davening, just say whatever. However, look at the end of the Rosh, source 20, the last two lines, of a Rav Amram Kosovo.
Why does the video also have to be
Hebrew? It does, that's what he's saying, so that's the same.
No, I told you that you were
Hebrew. You're right, Hanami, I mean, probably doesn't. You should certainly understand that. I always look in English. I always look
in English. Not enough.
Yeah, I tell people, I look in English myself. Yeah, and I have sheets that explain that all kinds of papers and booklets explain in greater detail. I look at them myself. Sure. I don't know what's going on, right? So that's my point is the rush, the Karban Asano is saying that to Guta Taina, it should be in the Chazor Shatz by Milcha for the benefit of the non-Bekiyim. Says, no, the non-Bekiyim, tell them to say it in whatever language I understand. But however, just noteworthy, that look at the end of 20, Avor of Amram Kosav, Shliach Tzibur Omer Vidu B'Mincha. There was such a Shita. That there was, in fact, Vidu in the Chazor Shashat by Mincha to Erev Kippur. And we don't pass Kanali, but that's what it says in the Rosh. Lahotze Shein Aboki, V'chein Nogin B'Sorad. I don't know if they swayed them today, and maybe somebody knows. I don't know, I didn't check it out. But if they swayed them today to do it, the Rosh quotes like that. Okay? And Rav Avram Kosav, Bishachosav Achavir Brocha to Hashem, Akel Sachem Toil. But there's no special Brocha. There's apparently some people had a special Nusach HaBrocha. That far he didn't go. But there is such a Shita. The Mordechai in Yuma, and Remez Tavshin Chafei, there in the 8th paragraph of Yuma, it says, Rerem Kibur Mizbal Koyach Yiduches Brochas, Olasof Yomar Avidu Vishat, Al Yispal Vimincha Bekorom. The Shats, when the loud Shmoneh Esrei does not, the Chazor Shashat does not say Bidu, Kdei Lahotzi, you can't put it in there, nowhere to put it. And not only that, Bafka is going to be the Mincha from Gzera, but almost Shemera Laones. She's stuck, and also because, it's only for Gzera. Ava Beseder of Amram crosses her shots. Tzorach Lom Vakoram, Lotzi Hashem Abaki. So the Mordechai also quotes a Shita. So it was, in fact, a prominent Shita. Lamaisa, and the Shulchan Aruch, that's not accepted. The Shulchan Aruch, that Shita, although Rav Amram Gaon was important, but that's not accepted. It's in the top phrase, Zion Sifei, Mechaber Paskins, Betfilis Mincha, Rebbe Kippurim, Eino Chos, Mvidu Shachreot, and the Ramah adds, Ve'ein Hashat Machzir HaVidu B'Mincha, Eliyahu Mispal Shmon Esek B'Shar Yimos HaShana. The Chazor Shashat HaMincha is a regular Chazor Shashat HaMincha, no Vidu. That's how we Paskin. Yeah.
You say there's no place to put it. Where do we put it?
In the Yochid. In the Anyam Kip, we put it in the Brach of Kiddush Hayom. Right, but there's no Brach of Kiddush Hayom. It's Mincha. No, Mincha, but on Yom Kippur, Mincha has... Remember, Mincha is the Brach. Yes, sir. We stayed at the end until it kind of short. Right, but that's not part of Chazor Shashat HaMincha. That's what the Karban Asano said. So Lamaisa, tell the people to say it. They'll say it in English. They'll do whatever they want. Right? I mean, the that you mentioned, the Karban Asano, though, in Os Shin, does write that even according to Rav Amram, it was done afterwards. That's what you said. The Chazan did out loud, but after, right. In Os Reish, the Karban Asano writes, according to the Sheet of Rav Amram, Hainu Achar HaTvila, the Lova Bircha Slach Lanu, not in the Bracha of Slach Lanu. So afterwards, right. They did it just as everyone should listen, those who didn't know how to do it. However, it's interesting, I mentioned Slach Lanu. The fact is, this Taina that the Rav Yoh has, that the Rosh also quoted, there's no place to put it. Is that true? There's no place to put it? There is a place to put it. In the Bracha of Slach Lanu, as the Karban Asano alludes to. Take a look in the tour, in Hilchos Tainus. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Tainus Tzibur. It's in the Tav Kuf Samach. Yeah. So that's the origin of the term Slichus. The original term of Slichus was in the middle of Shazam above Slach Lono. That's Slichus. So the Torah quotes is not by Yom Kippur. He quotes in Hilchos Tainus Lozo Tainus Tzibur or Chaim Zim Tav Kuf Samach Vav. The Noag El Harbo Slichus Bebirchus Slach Lono. And where does that come from? It's a Gemara Bodhazar that says in every Brach of the Shmona Esrei, you can insert your own prayers that are connected to that particular bracha. Refa'inu, many people stick in a Hirotzon or whatever. Okay. The Imbala, Loma, Resolve, Kol, Bracha, Chachamino, so bracha, just do it as long as you say the right text and so on, and they can say other things, whatever. So there is such a so right, but topic, right, right. So I'm saying, so that taina, I got the rope put this point out, that taina there with no place to put it. Well, you could have put it in Slach Lanu. Okay. Not only that, but this other idea, that well, you know, the whole reason we make it minch anyway is only because of Gzeira. The Maaser Rokeach, which is a commentary on the Rambam, and Hilchos Tshuva there, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, says according to the Rambam, it's not like that. If you look carefully, he's in the Daik in the words of the Rambam is not just some kind of a stam Gzeira. He thinks it's a real din. Okay, so he proves the Rambam a little differently. But meanwhile, the fact of the matter is, we don't say Vidui in the Chazaras HaShavta. And I want to try and understand why. Another reason. This is based on something Rav Soloveitchik said. It's two different essays here, Mem Gimel and Mem Dalet in the Sefer Hari Kedem. He says that there's a significant difference. And again, he's bothered by this. He says, actually, the basic yesod is that there are two different categories of Vidui. There's one vidui of what he calls a vidui of tshuva, and there's a vidui of Yom Kippur. If I understand correctly, here's what he means. Again, this is in Siman Mem Gimel, and also it says something in Siman Mem Dalet. Okay, in fact, he says I'll do what he says in Mem Dalet first. Okay, he says the vidui of Yom Kippur. Take a look at source 25. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Notice what he says. Famous Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Kol mitzvah shebetorah. Bein Asay, you know, just flew into my head, I forgot. I think he quotes it here also. The Sfas Emes says that the Vidur and Erev Yom Kippur, he also has a different Vidur, but it's part of Yom Kippur. Why? Because we see the Erev Yom Kippur already has a different Kippur, because whoever eats an Erev Yom Kippur is considered like a fist. Alright, but I don't know why it's limited to Mincha though. Okay, but anyway. Alright, but the Rav said, take a look at the Rav point is this Rambam. Perak Avolach Halach. Rambam says, "Kol mitzvah shebetorah, bein asay, bein lo tasay, im over adam alachas mehen, bein bezodom, bein mishkogo, kashiyase tshuva v'yosh v'cheto chay v'zvados." When you do tshuva, you have to say vidu that kabocha shnemai quotes the psukim, and this vidu is a mitzvah asay, and it says keitzad mizvadim over on Hashem chatosi avisi poshati v'rechav asisi kach v'kach. Then you have to say, "V'harei nichamti, I regret uboshti b'masai, I'm embarrassed by what I did." Ula olam eini. Look in that whole halacha, not a mention about the word Yom Kippur. Not nothing. Because this has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. This is tshuva in general. Any time a person does tshuva, this is what you have to do. You have to say this text. You have to say, I feel bad, I regret, and I'm a kabel osid. Wait a minute. In the vidur of Yom Kippur, does that show up? The answer is no. We say Hashem Nesel Chet. Do we say also that I hereby regret that I'm making a Kabbalah not to do it again? Not really. I mean, that's not part of the basic text of Vidui on Yom Kippur. So what do you mean? I thought the Rambam says he's supposed to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur and so on, and say Vidui on Yom Kippur. He said it's a special mitzvah, the Vidui on Yom Kippur. Where is the text? Okay, where is the... Right? Yeah, so we used to may say other things that sort of have that, but not, there's no Kabbalah. It's not even the Nechamti Boshi. I mean, it doesn't have that either. So basically, I think what the Rav wants, says is basically the following. If I'm understanding correctly, I'm going to paraphrase, it doesn't say in these exact words. There's two different Dinim of Vidui. There's one Din of Vidui, a Vidui of Tshuva. That's what I'm talking about, Perek Aleph L'Chalav. That entails more than just saying, Hashamna, now I'm done. Or even Al-Chetz. You have to have a whole mental process. There has to be a whole thing. I'm being mekabel for the future, and I regret what I did, and so on. On top of that, there's a din to say a certain type of vidui on Yom Kippur. It's a din on Yom Kippur. That's a mitzvah Yom Kippur. Like lulav is a mitzvah on Sukkot, and matzah is a mitzvah on Pesach, right? And shofar is a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Vidui. But that's not the same, yeah. That's the text. That's not the same category, the same type of vidui that the Rambam is talking about in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Okay?
Which applies all year.
Right? The special one has less,
right? The Din of Yom Kippur. It's a summary or whatever. It's basically talking about somebody's coming Yom Kippur. You said, when do we do Tshuva Yom Kippur? Hopefully, the idea is by Yom Kippur, you've done the Tshuva already. Now you're going through what we might call the formality, the final, you know, like a lawyer has a summation, you know, you come to the final summation. You've already made the case, right? Hopefully, and a third to make tshuva, and maybe back in Elul, you know, you've been doing tshuva for the last, whatever, right? Or maybe all year. Now I'm coming to the summation, so on Yom Kippur, there's a formula. The formula doesn't have all that stuff. That's why, you look in Perek Aleph B'Lachalaf, we don't do that on Yom Kippur, per se, not in the formal text. Hashem Nuba, God knows, and so on. Well, I think so. That was that's Al Cheta. I think so. I think. I don't know. I don't know. But it sounds like what I'm understanding. I don't know. You want to add things, but I think you should say that formula. I think that's. I guess. Certainly with Chatzila. So it's interesting, and the Rav sort of brought a proof from the following. He said, you know, where do we see that this is true? The Gemara has the following machlokas, source 26. I'll move to hurry up. The Tana Rabbanan, avera shisvada elein yom kippurim zeh. What if I did a certain avera? I know I ate treif. On last Yom Kippur I was ready mizvada. I did tshuva. So should I recall that again? This Yom Kippur. I know that this year I didn't do it. I did tshuva.
Still have to go back.
Says the first opinion, lo yisvada elein yom kippurim acher. Don't. You don't have to confess it again. Don't bring it up. Unless you did it again. If you did the aver again, then obviously it's Tzarech L'Zvadah Yom Kippur Macher. Then you got to, if you did the aver again, you got to bring it up again. But if you lo shanaban, but if you didn't do it again, Choser V'Zvadah Lehen, and you do it true again, it's stupid. He says, all of our Kasim Omer, Kekelev Shoval Keo Ksil Shonam Bival. Quote the Pasuk of Mishlei, source 27, Mishlei Perkavav, Pasuk of Alvik, a dog goes back to his vomit, is what he expelled out. The fool goes back to his deeds. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Kol Shekein Shom Meshubach. No, it's a good thing. You should bring it up again. Shemamar, he quotes a different pasuk. Tilim Perek Nun Aleph Pasuk Hey, source 28. Keep Peshoai Ani Edo V'Chatosi Negdi Samid. I keep my sins in front of me all the time. Says Rashi on that Gemara, you would pay vav in the base. V'Chatosi Negdi Samid. Any sober shekapartali? I don't know. Did you give me kapor? Maybe there's still sin still hanging. I better bring it up next year. Who knows if you forgave me last year for that one? The harehu tomid kilu negdi omed. It's always in front of me. So Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says a good thing. So we don't have time. We have time. We want to take the sheets and look at the Shari Tshuva. There have been a yon in the Shari Tshuva. Shar Dalalos Chafal, a long piece there, goes through this Gemara. Okay, and he says what the machlokas is, and he says there's value to keeping this hate in mind, because you know what, if you keep it in mind, maybe you won't do it again, you know, you'll remind yourself and so on and so forth, there's values to it, you know, he has two different sides, but anyway, he says, I mean, there's some nice things, but it's, you know, it's a little late, but you can take a look at it afterwards. We're coming down to the last page, so, it's interesting now, so there is, now, why should you have to do vidu on old chatoim, right? So the answer is like this, it's not, I think what the Rav means, it's not necessarily that I'm doing tshuva again. I did tshuva already. But there's a formula. The formula includes Hashem Nuba God, all the things that I may have done. And that, if you take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, that's right after the Rambam in Halacha Zayin that we saw earlier, says that there's a special mitzvah vidah in Yom Kippur. Look what the Rambam says, Halacha Ches, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. Havidu shenogu bo kol Yisrael, aval anachnu chatanu. Aval anachnu seinu chatanu. Right? That, v'hu ikar avidui. Where's the Michamti Uboshu Masai? Where's the Kabbalah? See, the Ram doesn't say that. He just says the main vidu is Avo Anachnor. We say Avo Anachnor Hosseinu Chatanu. Because the Rav said, because that's just the formula. That's the text on Yom Kippur. That's not the text of vidu for basic tshuva. And then the Rambam in that very halacha writes, that's why Averus is Vadel Yom Kippurim Zeh Chozim Isarim Yom Kippur Acher Afel Pisha or maybe Tshuvoso. That's why you can repeat it again. You can have in mind the other chatoim. The Kesef Mishnah says, because they're in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, because that was the Shita of Rav Zeman Yaakov, and there's a famous principle, Mishnoso Shal Rav Zeman Yaakov Kav V'Naki. We always pass on Rav Zeman Yaakov. Fine. Okay? And then the Chaber also passes. In the top of his eye and see the Dalit. Okay? Well, he just kind of hedges his bets. He says, Avonah shizvada no kippur sh'avar velo shin aleim. And Aveir he did and he didn't repeat. Afilach yochol lachzul lezvada aleim. You can. You don't have to, but you can. The Magen Avraham says, you can, because you understand, it's harizim meshubach. Alright? And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifat Yud Gimel, source 35, said, there's a difference in Benalachim and Alchavero, and he says, if you're mafayis, you don't have to do it again. He says, Nishar, it's Sion, Hosib, Gimel. I don't want to go into that now because it's late and then I know it's Erev Yom Tov. I just want to stress the Rav's point. The Rav seems to be saying the following, that there are two different types of vidui. There's a vidui associated with tshuva, Okay? And that's all year long, and that requires more than just a formal text. That requires a mental process and a commitment and so on and so forth. Then there's a reader of a text, which, like, I put it more like a summary on Yom Kippur. What's all it got to do with us? So he says like this. The reader of Mincha and Yom Kippur, it's not Yom Kippur. It isn't Yom Kippur. That's not the Vidur of Yom Kippur. That's the Vidur of all year long. You better do it by then. You're out of time, buddy. Right? You better do it by then. Memela said thereof, there can't be any Chazaras or Shats on that because that's a personal thing. There's no Chazaras. You can't. It's your, what's in your mind. That Vidur has to have, that's the Vidur of Tshuva. In a certain sense, I don't say more important, it's just a...
You don't have a life in there.
So therefore, that's what he's saying. You should have that in mind. Okay, the Rambam is saying, and I'll read it from the Rav's life, he said the Rambam Parak Beis is talking about a guy who did tshuva already. That's on Yom Kippur. Okay, and there's a special din Yom Kippur, you got to say this text. And he says that's, you know, that resolves this issue, but I'm just trying to find out when he read it here. He says... Hanir Aloma, this is in Simon Mem Gimel. Hanir Aloma, the Vidur Shel Yachad, Vidur Shel Shatz, Trei Dinei Vidurheim. Okay, because the two different Dinei on Yom Kippur is Chovas Vidur Shel Tshuva and Mitzvah Tshuva. Right? I mean, it's also the Mitzvah Tshuva, but days were Od Chiyav Shel Vidur Shel Kippur, Medin Vidur Al HaKar, you know, is another Din of Vidur. No, I don't think he's saying that the Vidur on Yom Kippur doesn't have that element to it. It does. But it's not just that. The first Vidui is not Shayach to Chazaras or Shatz. His Lashon is in a Pashur of Vidui. The Mekeven Shevidui who Maisa Shal Tshuva, lo Shayach Vidui Shal Tshuva Al Yidei Shatz. The Tshuva, you don't have the words, but you're supposed to have all these things in mind. I think we do. When we say our own, you can't do that. That's the point. You can't note to someone else in Tshuva. Well, don't all of us, I hope, I'm sure, when we say to Bez Hashem on Yom Kippur, we say Hashamnu, we're all thinking about things we did. We're not just reading a text, right? So that private tshuva, hopefully we're thinking about how we're going to be better. In fact, we have, as someone noted, we have incorporated other things. We ask, Elokai, Shalom Tzarti, you know, you're also going to say Shalom Echdeod. And so we do say that. We put other stuff in there. But that's not the Chazaras HaShatz. Because the Chazaras HaShatz is just the text. Chazaras HaShatz is just the Yom Kippur formula. The other viduis on Erev Yom Kippur and on Yom Kippur has our own personal thoughts. That's why, look, the Shtul Shmanah say takes longer on Yom Kippur. Everybody's thinking. So in a certain, it is in a certain sense, right? But let's be honest. I know myself, and I'm even the chazan. But when I say the Hashamnu and Al Chaitz in the Tzibur, and there's no time. I mean, you know, and we sing it. Yeah. Hashamnu.
To say your own thing. I mean,
but maybe not in Chazar Shad. No, because right.
That.
So that you took care of in the Shtul Shmanah Seder. That's the point. The Chazar Shad, hopefully, the Chazar Shad. That's not what that Vidui is. That's the Rav is saying. Okay, there's a different type of Vidui. Erev Yom Kippur is only the Vidui of Tshuva. Therefore, there is not Shayach to Chazar Shad because there's no form. There's no mitzvah to have an extra Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur yet. That's only Din Yom Kippur. And the Rav added just for a punchline. He said we find the same thing regarding vidui by carbonus. You know, a person brings a carbon. So again, you take a look at the Parak Beis, Halacha Beis, the Ran in the source 37, the Ramas, Mahi Atshuva, what's real tshuva? Hu sheyaz avachot echeto, viyosir machshavto, viyigmar belivo shol yasei od, and so on, v'chein yistachem ala avar, right?
So take a look.
Yeah. So you say all these things, that's on Yom Kippur.
And also when you bring a carbon.
Now, when you bring a carbon. Well, 1 second. When you bring a carbon, Hilchos Maaser Karbonos Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Dal Tesvav, last source, 38. The Rambam writes to the Ketzet Somech, what do you do when you put the hand on the carbon? So it depends where. He says, okay, you say Vidui. What's the Vidui? Halacha Tesvav, Ketzet Mizvadeh, Omer Chotasi, Avisi, Poshati, Vasisi, Kach, Vakach, Vechazarti, Vishu, Vechav, Vizu, Kaparasi. Where's the rest? Where's, like it said in the previous source, 37, around Parak Beis Halacha Beis, where's, I'll never do this again, I feel bad about it, and that's not there. Okay? The answer is, because by the time you bring the carbon, hopefully you did the tshuva already. This is like Yom Kippur, this is just a formal formula, so to speak. Right?
The carbon during the year.
That's what it's talking about, yeah. And he says, and by the way, what about a carbon shlomo when you do something? Carbon shlomo, you bring it for a good thing. Right? So when you say chatasi avisi, you bring carbon shlomo for a cheerful. So you know what it says? Carbon shlomo is so much b'chol mokom shiitzim and azor. The ye royally. When the Rambam says the word ye royally, it's like, you know, a fastball's coming. You know, ye royally, the Rambam says, appears to me. It means it doesn't have a mokker, but ye royally, she'eno mischad al shlomo. You don't say vidu, ava omer dibe shevach. Say something else. Praise Hashem. When you bring a carbon, you got to say something. But that's not tshuva. That moment that you're bringing a carbon chatos, that's just a formula. That's just a text. Right? That's vidush of carbon. Hopefully you did a chait. You did tshuva before. Now you're bringing the carbon to complete the kapara process. That's parallel to the vidush of kippur. That's what I'm saying. What's that?
Well, if we define tshuva
and paragraph,
then he says,
okay,
and also somebody's
doing
carbon.
Yeah, you better do that first. Sure. But
the right,
and exactly right. But the Yisvadu is on when you, at the mice, at the moment you bring the carbon. So the Rav wants to say is that the two different types of tshuva, okay, two different types of vidu. He said the yisod of the vidu on Kippur, he says, is parallel for the vidu of a carbon. Okay, there's vidu tshuva and there's vidu carbon. Okay, and that's why he says. You're right, exactly what Rizzo just said, the Rav pointed out. In Perek Aleph, around the Rambam, you have to say this whole text of tshuva, and in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Maaseh Gerubin doesn't. He said, no, the carbon requires tshuva first, of course. But they're right, but the actual, so same thing with Yom Kippur in a way. Yom Kippur, we've been building up now, we hopefully have done tshuva, now we're coming to the punchline. So anyway, so that's what the Rav used that to sort of answer, that's the distinction. Erev Yom Kippur only has the one aspect to it. Yom Kippur itself, you know, sort of has the two aspects to it. One aspect is Shayat to Chazor Hashatz. Because that's a Din Yom Kippur. It's a Mitzvah Yom Kippur. It's part of the formal text of Yom Kippur. So the Chazan says it too. But the personal thoughts, I mean, that's not Shayat to Chazan. So that's not, that's the only thing we're doing in Mincha. And there's no Chazor Hashatz. Anyway, it just gives us insight into two different aspects of Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mechaper for all of our Averus. We should be blessed with a wonderful year. Shas Chayim Osher. And Shas Slicha V'Chapora. And the good things for all of us, Be'ez Hashem. Gemara Tassim
et Tova.
Well, it sounds like there's a special mitzvah to do it, but if I did it before?
I thought what we were saying was that the vidui, that every act of tshuva needs an act of vidui, but the
right.
Vidui on Yom Kippur is a summation, has nothing to do with tshuva.
The public vidui, the private vidui has both.
I think so.
The private vidui has both, I think so, yeah.
Right. The Sfarim say vidui every day. That was